As you might have heard, on the 3rd of December was International Day of Persons with Disability. So today in studio with me, I have Erica de Toit, who is responsible for awareness raising at the Western Cape Association for Persons with Disabilities. While not having a disability herself, she has disability in her family and therefore personal experience. Her passion is to educate the public on disability and all that it entails. Hello, Erica. Welcome to RX Radio.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
I'm good. I think I need to do more tongue twisters, some of that riddles that was early on Yusra to help me with my tongue. I don't know what's wrong. So, why is the Disability Awareness Day?
Well, it's an international day, so it comes from the United Nations, and it's a concept that is really largely around promoting disability, making people aware that there is this thing called disability and the rights of people with disabilities, which of course includes children.
As I mentioned in the intro, you have personal experience with disabilities. How hard is it for you and the people that have disabilities to navigate around Cape Town?
Well, my mom had a stroke from which she never recovered. And that was a little tricky because she was in a wheelchair. So Cape Town is fairly okay for wheelchairs. That's not too much of an issue. My husband, again, has profound hearing loss, and he has 2 cochlear implants. And that's a different kind of accessibility because he can walk in the street fine, but the minute he needs to listen to a movie, then that doesn't work so well because movies don't have subtitles unless you watch foreign movies. So he can hear a little with his implants, but that's also in a quiet circumstances when there aren't huge amounts of background noise.
And you yourself, how did you deal with this? There's people in your family that had these disabilities. How did you cope? How did you help them?
Well, with my mom, it was sudden, you know. Within an hour, she'd had a stroke. Life changed dramatically. And at the time, it was just, you just have to get on with it. There's no time to feel sorry for yourself. That came years later. My husband, again, on the other hand, was deaf when I met him. So that was also very different. I had to get used to someone that had been disabled now, essentially not really, well, he still has a disability, but from not being able to hear at all, he went to someone who could hear. And I'd gotten so used to treating him, you know, communicating with him in a certain way, and now that had to change, and I kept forgetting that he could actually hear me now. So that went along with a lot of fun, making mistakes and making errors. So for me, that wasn't such a huge thing to get used to. My mom was definitely the worst one to try and get used to.
And when you met your husband at first, did you by any chance have to maybe learn sign language or anything?
No, he didn't use sign language at all. He used to read my lips, but I learned some signs, which is like learning some words in a language, but not the full language. So you can only read 6 letters of the alphabet on your lips. So lip reading is not that easy. You need to look at the person's face. What is their face saying? What is their body saying? And if you can add in a few gestures as well, then that helps. So I did learn a few signs, but I can't do sign language.
And I've also heard by a friend of mine that at school now doing sign language, he's actually putting on his own tutorials to help the people that are deaf. And he said that there's, what, CL and ASL, something like that, where the same, like, for example, color is spelled differently here than in America. Mm. So he said that there are certain things, like he would say, I don't know if people can see it, something like my name, and then you spell out his name.
Yes.
But he said in America, that would mean my, no, in America, this means my name, but if you had to do that in South Africa, it means my bathroom, so you could kind of confuse someone if you had to learn the different stuff.
Yes. Even within South Africa, if you learn sign language at the Institute for the Deaf in Worcester, it's just a little different from if you learn it here in Cape Town, Heart Bay. So it's almost like accents. Yeah. You can hear someone that comes from Joburg, you can hear someone that comes from the Namaqualand, and so you can almost judge where a person learns sign language from the signs that they use.
And why are you so passionate about making people aware of people with disabilities? Yo, what is wrong with my voice? I'm going to slap myself.
I think it's really because it touched my own life. You know, before my mom, her father had a stroke, and I was only at about 11 or 12 at the time. So I've pretty much grown up with disability. And because it's in the front of your head and you live with it all the time, you see exactly how people with disabilities are treated. And it's just not right. So I think that's really all I can say. When it touches your own life and you see what it does to people that you love, then you want to try and help somehow. And this is the way I do it.
Personally, I'm not really what you would call disabled, but with my illness, it does stop me from doing certain things. And I have experienced how there is certain people with caring hearts that would go out to you and help you. And they would care for you, but still treat you normally as a person. Yeah. And then I've also have met those nasty people that because of my height or because I was quite fragile when I was small, the way they would shove me. And it is quite hard. I do feel for those people with disabilities because I might still be able to walk and maybe I can't play rugby or do martial arts, but then at least I'm still blessed to walk. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. The smallest things that we are blessed with that we just complain so much with. And in the context of Cape Town, are there more people with disabilities due to accidents or due to a condition?
Well, interestingly, we've just partnered, the organization I'm with, the Western Cape Association for People with Disabilities, we've just partnered with Gun Free South Africa because they did some research around gun violence in Cape Town, and they discovered that the leading cause of traumatic spinal injury is gun violence on the Cape Flats. So that is on the Cape Flats. We don't have enough statistics to say, you know, what is the chief cause of disability, if it's disease, if it's congenital, if it's trauma, accidents.
But to think due to all these drugs making the youngsters and the gangsters so, and to think that they might just be being on a drug, but they don't know what they are actually doing to someone's life in the long term just by running around and shooting, it's actually...
And their families.
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember, it doesn't just happen to the person. It affects the family as well. Mm. And sometimes extended family and
friends. And that.
Yeah. It's far-reaching.
So what are the common myths about people with disabilities?
Oh, there's so many. Hey, if you're in a wheelchair, then people start to shout at you because they think you're either intellectually impaired in some way or you're deaf. Sometimes if you're deaf, they shout at you because they think you're going to hear. And often I want to say you can shout as loud as you like. My husband's not going to hear you if he doesn't have his implants on, you know. Sometimes they think that you don't have a right. You don't have any rights, you know. People are told in hospital, don't bother looking for a job because no one's going to employ you. And you know, you can't go home, so you have to live in a... institution or something.
Well, what I would just like to say for anyone listening in hospital now, if anyone does ever tell you that you can't get a job due to your illness or your disability, they are talking absolutely garbage. I can't use the other word because I'm on the radio, but they are talking absolutely garbage. You are allowed to get a job, and you can get a job, and you will make it if you just continue dreaming and working hard. Is there anything else that you want to say?
At this point, I think, you know, the people that we're talking to are the converted. It's the people that are not hearing this. The family members of the kids that are in this hospital. And the bottom line is everybody has a right. Since legislation's come into this country that protects the right of people with disabilities, and 2 years ago we got the white paper on the rights of people with disabilities, that is fantastic news. So... teach yourself about disability, find out about it, don't be ignorant, or at least don't stay ignorant. And just remember, people with disabilities are people first.
Thank you so much for joining us here today in studio, and I would just like to say thank you so much for what you're doing, and may you continue with what you're doing. This is just a small token of our appreciation from RX Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a key ring.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. That was the interview with Erika de Toit, who is in charge of the awareness of people with disabilities here in South Africa.